That's the Jim Knapp Orchestra opening our Jazz Northwest today with one of Jim Knapp's compositions and arrangements titled Kennewick Man. That's with a comma between the two names. The Jim Knapp Orchestra from the recording Secular Breathing, solos by Rob Davis on tenor sax, and Ingrid Jensen was the trumpet soloist. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be remembering Larry Coryell and also some upcoming jazz events as well. Larry Coryell passed last Sunday after playing a gig at New York's Iridium Jazz Club. He'd played Friday and Saturday nights there and passed overnight Sunday morning at a New York hotel where he was staying. Larry had quite a serious illness in the last year, but had recovered from that, and apparently this doesn't have anything to do with that, his passing. But he leaves quite a legacy behind, and he grew up in the Seattle area, as a matter of fact, and was playing around the Seattle area, going, I remember, in the 60s from one jam session to the next, looking for a place to sit in. Sit in he did, and his fame spread widely, and he toured all over the world. He was on more than 100 albums and leaves a great legacy of guitar behind. NPR, writing about him, said he was still performing more than 50 years after his first recordings. His first recordings in the late 1960s, first with his band Free Spirit, then with the Gary Burton Quartet, and finally as a band leader himself, predicted the rise of the jazz rock fusion and contributed to the evolution of that genre, which didn't have a name before Larry Coryell came along. He was often billed as the godfather of jazz fusion. However, he played in many different styles, and he actually made some recordings of classical pieces, which were played on acoustic guitar, transcribing them from orchestral scores and doing a guitar reduction of orchestral scores. He also played in a straight-ahead jazz style, and one of his early influences was Wes Montgomery. Here's a recording of Larry Coryell you won't hear anyplace else. This was made in Seattle at the Triple Door in September of 2004 with old friends Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Dean Hodges on drums. Larry Coryell is on guitar and gives us a little background on this tune.
I grew up in a place called Richland, Washington, and I graduated from high school in 1961, and I went directly to the booming metropolis of Yakima and became an apple knocker, and you all know what that is. And then I came west of the mountains and went to the University of Washington. And during my first couple of years there, it was a wonderful jazz club, not unlike the Triple Door. And I went down and I heard the greatest guitar player I've ever heard in my life. His name was Wes Montgomery. I borrowed some ID, yeah, and I got to hear this genius play, and I got to meet him a little bit. And I stowed away on a boat that he was going out on a cruise in Lake Washington. Anyway, I wrote about it in my autobiography, which is coming out next year. So I want to do a song by Wes Montgomery. And the reason I'm going to do this song is because I knew the man. And I'm going to try to put my own personal feelings about his great warmth and genius into this. This is a thing that is called Bumpin' on Sunset. I recorded it a few years ago, and it's on the CD that I made called Live in Chicago. And that's why we like to play live, because you get in front of an audience, and especially when you're trying to pay tribute to a great artist like Wes Montgomery, you either got to put up or shut up. So here it is, Bumpin' on Sunset. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wes Montgomery. Thank you.
Larry Coryell, featured on guitar in a composition by Joe Henderson called Inner Urge. It was the title tune from this album, which was recorded almost exactly 17 years ago at Rudy Van Gelder's studio. Larry Coryell on guitar, John Hicks at the piano, Santi Debriano was the bass player, and Yaron Israel on drums. Inner Urge by Joe Henderson, and that's the name of the album. It's also contained in a collection, Prime Picks, the virtuoso guitar of Larry Coryell. Coryell passed a week ago in New York after playing a couple of nights at a jazz club, Iridium. He had plans to go on a summer tour this year and a new recording in the works, which is due to be released this summer. Sad passing and very unexpected. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Like this afternoon when the Fairly Honest Jazz Band takes the stage at Tula's to play at 3 o'clock, Edmond College Band and Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra will be playing at Tula's tonight at 7:30. And visiting from New York is the George G. Swing Orchestra playing at the Century Ballroom tonight at 9, and that's for dancing, of course. Monday night, Nick Finzer and Phil Parasot will be featured at the Royal Room, and Clave Gringa Quintet plays at Tula's. And then on Tuesday, Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes will be playing at Tula's, and Miguel Zinon will be doing a master class at the Royal Room at 3:30 in the afternoon. Miguel Zinon Quartet also plays at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College on Wednesday night at 8. Here's the Jay Thomas Group playing at Tula's on Tuesday night. Jay Thomas on soprano sax on this tune, with Michael Van Beber on trumpet, Dan Marcus trombone, John Hansen piano, Michael Glenn bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. And they play an original by Jay Thomas titled Knickknick. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hadley Kalaman and Pete Chrislieb, the two tenor saxophonists slugging it out there toe-to-toe. The late Hadley Kalaman was on your left and Pete Chrislieb on your right. And the backing rhythm section was Bill Anschel at the piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and John Bishop on drums from the album Reunion. Hadley and Pete, as young men, played at a Los Angeles jazz club called Marty's. Talked of getting together a group and never quite got around to it until both were in their later years. Hadley Kalaman, sadly, has now passed on, but Pete Chrislieb is with us and actually living in the Puget Sound area. Now we can expect to see some more of him. As a matter of fact, he's playing next weekend with wife Linda Small. The Pete Tall and Small group is playing at the Tacoma Jazz Walk, and I'll have more about that in just a moment. The tune we just heard by Hadley Kalaman titled Comencia. Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes heard before that, his Boogaloo band, and a piece called Kinnikinnick, composed by Jay Thomas, who was heard on soprano sax, with Michael Van Beber on trumpet, Dan Marcus trombone, John Hansen piano, Michael Glenn bass, and Adam Kessler on drums from the CD The Art of Jazz, recorded during an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. The group will be playing Tuesday night at Tula's. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, connecting you with events around the region. Let's talk a bit about some other things coming up later in the week. Hiromi is going to bring her trio project to Jazz Alley to play Thursday through Sunday. Paul Gabrielson Quartet plays Thursday night at Tula's. And a bunch of Latin projects coming up. Cuba to Brazil features Carlos Cascante and Adriana Giordano Quintet at the Royal Room on Thursday. Also, Kiki Valera and Kubachi will be at the North City Bistro on Friday night. And Michael Novato and Brazil Novo will be at Sorrento, and Julio Jauregui Trio at Vito's. That's all on Friday night. Ted Deutsch Quartet will play a free concert at 7 at Crossroads Mall in Bellevue on Friday night. And then Saturday, the Tacoma Jazz Walk with 9 venues operating continuously from 6 until midnight. As we mentioned, Pete Chrislieb and Linda Small, the Tall and Small Band, will be playing, along with Pearl Django, David Joyner, Johnny Kendrick, Kareem Candy Band, Gary Schutz, Lance Buller, Dan Kolke, Rich Wetzel, Tracy Knope, and many others, presented by the Tacoma Jazz Association and Jazz Clubs Northwest in 9 venues in downtown Tacoma on Saturday night, 6 to midnight. Also on Saturday night, Scott Kasu Trio will be playing a free concert at Crossroads in Bellevue at 7. Joe Dorius McTuff will be playing at Tula's. Lots of good stuff. Check out the KNKX calendar. Here's a tune from one of the bands that's playing at the Tacoma Jazz Walk next Saturday night. The Kareem Candy Band, with Kareem Candy on tenor sax, Delvin Lamar organ, Devon Lewis on drums, and a tune that was written by Kareem Candy, he says, named for his wife. It's called Curvaceous. That's a brand new recording by Nathan Breedlove and the New Trio. Nathan Breedlove, the trumpet player, with Phil Sparks on bass and Brian Kirk on drums. And the tune was Thelonious Monk's Blue Monk. Very startlingly original and immediately identifiable trumpet player, Nathan Breedlove. And I had a chance to hear this trio just recently when they were playing Phil Sparks' Happy Hour on Friday afternoons, 5 till 7, at the Latona. And they were playing there. And they are going to be playing again in March 10th, which is a Friday night, at the Washington Center for the Arts in Olympia in the Black Box Cabaret series. Nathan Breedlove and the New Trio with Phil Sparks and Brian Kirk. The Kareem Candy Band, heard just before that, has a couple gigs coming up this coming week. We heard Kareem Candy on tenor sax with Delvon Lamar on organ and Devon Lewis on drums, playing an original by Kareem, Curvaceous, which comes from his CD, The Hourglass. And he's going to be playing on Friday evening at Tula's with this band, and they also will be playing as part of the Tacoma Jazz Walk on Saturday night from 6 to midnight in Tacoma. 9 venues. Should be a great evening. And that's all the time we have for Jazz Northwest today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you enjoyed our music here today. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues,